You know, I just want something to feel good about today, Bob.
Well, I've got the best piece of music I've heard in ages.
Oh, well, all right, let's do it then.
Can we do it?
Yeah. And I tell you what, if it's really extra good,
yeah,
I'll give you some of this sugar cookie I've been sitting on over here.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm about ready to tear into this, but you got to earn it.
Okay, good.
You got to earn it.
Do you remember Donnie McCaslin? He was a saxophone player on the Black Star record, the David Bowie record.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came in for Tiny Desk.
They did. It's been about a year and a half since then. He's been working on a new record and refining or redefining, really, his sound. You know, he's a jazz musician, has been doing that for 20 years as a saxophone player, as a side person, both as a lead person. Bowie heard him and made him part of his band for Black Star. I just got this song of his, right? And it's that place in music where it's not anything and it's everything.
Right.
It's not a jazz song, and it leans more towards the world of art rock than anything, and I don't even know. But I love this thing, so I'm going to hit this cut by Donnie McCaslin, and you just be prepared to give me that cookie. You could give it to me midway, or like you might even want to give it to me like after you hear the first 10 seconds. Right. The song is called What About the Body, and this is Donnie McCaslin.
okay. Toledo.
I got it. I got more than a little bit of cookie, right?
No, but I ate most of it while we were in there. So here, this is all I have left.
You kept saying it as it's playing, like
picking away at the cookie, like no, this is good.
The song "My Tank." I'm not going to give you the. And here it is. I have it.
But by the end, it held up. That was incredible.
Held up.
It was incredible.
Thank you.
It totally reminded me of how much I used to love sax and really great music. Like back in the 80s, even though there wasn't a lot of pop music that I liked from the 80s, the sax ruled supreme in so many songs and so much music back then.
And you played something last week and you yelled out, "The sax is back." And I thought, yeah okay, Rob.
Yeah, no, there you
but
go.
There, right. But then 2 days later, I heard this song and I thought, no, okay, so he might be right.
Man, he destroyed, just laid waste to everything in that.
It's Donnie McCaslin. The record, he doesn't sing on that. That's a fellow named Ryan Dahl.
Oh, okay.
And the record is called "What About the Body," which is, and that's of course the title cut. And that album is out on June 15th. I cannot wait to hear this whole thing. Love, love, love. All right, bring me down. it's a good cookie, by the way.
All right, actually, you know the Sad Bastard. You've heard that phrase. Well, I want to play the band Sad Baxter. Sad Baxter. This is a duo from Nashville. It's singer guitarist Deezy Violet and drummer Alex Moavarian. And one band that I kept thinking of when I listened to them, without a doubt, is the band Hole. Courtney Love and Hole. I don't know if you're ever a Hole fan back in the 90s, but just it's fantastically grungy and cathartic rock. They have a new EP coming out called So Happy.
It's really good.
And the song I want to play from is called Baby, and I'm going to let Deezy Violet tell you a little bit more about it. She says that she wrote Baby after getting out of a very terrible, emotionally abusive relationship. And for people who care about this sort of thing, a quick language advisory for this one. It's about 2.5 minutes long. And if you have young people listening, maybe you want to skip ahead.
I later went on to feel like this incredible wave of relief and freedom. And I realized how good it was that I was out of it. But at first, I was just wallowing in so much shame and self-pity. And it was one of those things where, as much as I knew this person did not deserve me because of how terribly they treated me, at the same time, come the end of the day, I felt like maybe it would just be easier if I could just curl up next to them.
Pills and thousands of dreams.
Anyone who knows and loves Hole as much as I did back in the day can instantly hear the influences on this cut. And DZ Violet, in fact, says that Hole was a huge influence on her and her music when she was growing up. She says she bought the record Live Through This with her allowance and played it over and over again. And I'm quoting DZ Violet here. She says, "Just the sound of a woman screaming and sounding angry and dirty, it was so powerful and moved me and made me think, I can do this too. And that it's okay to not be pretty." The song from Sad Baxter's called Baby, and the EP they have coming out is So Happy. It is out July 20th on Cold Lunch Recordings.
So we record the show on Friday. This week, anyway.
Try to.
Yeah, right. And so we just got in a new album by M. Ward. I have not spent time with the record. It's been hours.
Yeah.
But the record is all about the people in the music business that have been both friend and not so much a friend to him, people he's known and loved and not loved. It's kind of a game to try to go through the record and see who he's talking about on any
Clearly, of it's Bob Boylan because he's just a monster.
And the last song is called Bobby. I'm guessing, though, because I want to play that song. I'm guessing that, because he's talking about it as he's a New York music critic, and I'm going to kind of guess it's Robert Christgau as a guest. Fun record from M. Ward, who I dearly love. Really, if it's about me, no.
I'm so sorry.
I really like you, Matt.
I'm so sorry.
And so let's hear this song from the new M. Ward record, which is called What a Wonderful Industry. Here's Bobby.
We can work it out.
Thurston's there
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I think you're probably pretty good guess there. Yeah, I think maybe
on Robert Christgau. The song's called Bobby. It's by M. Ward. If you didn't catch the words, it starts off by saying M. Ward was walking through the forest. And he was having some fun. He saw this New York critic all slumped over a stump. He said, "All my friends had a swinging axe to grind." And then it goes on like, what should we do? And maybe we should just give him a guitar and see how he does. And then a little later in the song, it says something like, McCartney was there with his axe in the air, and he sang, "We can work it out." And then Thurston was there with his axe in the air, and he sang, "Expressway to your skull." And then it ends with, "But Lennon, John Lennon, was the hero of the working class. He set down his guitar. He picked up an axe. He sang, 'Instant karma, Bobby. It's coming down fast.'"
I've only heard the record once, and I had enough time to get through it all the way, and I thought it was pretty great and a really nice surprise.
And he's just about to go on tour. I know he comes to D.C. next Saturday. I hope to go see M. Ward. New record is called...
What a wonderful industry. You know, and when you think about it, it's amazing we haven't had more music. It's just nothing about, but it's just ripe for so many stories, that the music industry.
So how about a break? Come back, more good music.
Sounds good.
You're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Squarespace. If you're ready to start your new business, get your unique domain and create a beautiful website with help from Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Head to squarespace.com/songs for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code SONGS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Support also comes from Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting your short list of candidates fast. With Indeed, post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free when you sign up at Indeed.com/NPR podcast. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
And we're back.
I didn't go anywhere. I'm staring at how greasy the napkin is from the butter in this cookie.
You never do that. Never do that. Like if you dab a paper towel on pizza before you eat it, you won't eat it.
Yeah, right.
You don't actually eat it. Yeah. Okay, I've got another great discovery for me this week. This is a band called Sorry.
What was the first one you did?
Sad Baxter.
Sad Baxter.
Is good because I'm going to end with something that's really going to make everybody feel great. The band is Sorry. They started off as a duo, Asha Lorenz and Lewis O'Brien, and they're from London. They're childhood friends. They've been playing together since they were teenagers. They're only 20, 21 years old now. And they've since added a couple other members to the band. Campbell Baum is the bassist, and Lincoln Barrett is the drummer. There is this just fantastic dark moodiness to their music. And I kept trying to think of what is this sound? And it's sort of like if Portishead collaborated with a garage rock band. Were you a Portishead fan?
Oh, yeah. I just hit it.
Yeah, okay. They've been putting out a handful of singles, the band Sorry has, and the latest one is called Twinkle. Twinkle.
Stay in my mind.
a band you can tell just grew up with every sound on the planet and started mashing them together, and that's what they came up with. The band is Sorry, and that song is Twinkle. Asha Lorenz, the singer there, she says that it's really hard for her to know whether she's writing about herself or somebody else. She just kind of puts it in there, and she thinks it's best if people just take whatever they can from it.
They're going to do that anyway.
Yeah, they're going to do it anyway. But she did say that it's in part a song about sort of the naughty mix of jealousy and admiration you have for people in your life. And Twinkle, in this case, the name of that song is just a reference to the twinkle in their eye that you might find. This band, Sorry, just signed with Domino not long ago, and they've only put out a handful of singles so far. And no word on a full-length debut, but I'm excited for them.
Nice.
Sorry. Yeah.
Hadn't heard them. Like, you hear something that you probably haven't heard yet. His name is Angelo D'Augustine.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been listening to him for a long time. So, okay. Anyway, next, I guess I should just take us out then.
Stop. You're a massive fan of Sufjan Stevens. For reasons you'll appreciate, he was signed to Sufjan's Asthmatic Kitty label. Sufjan actually did the animation to last year's video that Angelo D'Augustine did. So he's got a new 7-inch single coming out, two-sided. I want to play a song called Carcassonne. It's a song. It's
Carcass?
It's a place. It's Carcassonne.
Oh, Carcassonne.
It's a song about a crush he had on this girl many, many years ago, and like 10 years later or so, he receives a text from her, and then they spend some time together. And I'm going to let Angelo pick up the story from here, and then I'll play the song Carcassonne.
She told me about a place she always wanted to visit called Carcassonne, which is a medieval town in France. I was coincidentally about to go on my first European tour, but I didn't have enough funds to bring her along with me, so I wrote this song for her so that she could go to Carcassonne anytime she liked.
How much
Much time left before the lights go down.
Yeah, it's so perfect. That whole song was perfect.
I knew you'd love that one.
That is so up my alley. Man.
That is Angelo De Augustine. It's a new 7-inch he's got coming out called Carcassonne. He put out an album last year called Swim Inside the Moon. I mean, he's got working on a new album, which is not what this cut is from. And he's working with Thomas Bartlett. You remember?
Oh, Dubman? Yeah, Dubman.
Yeah.
So, did you say Wolfman?
I did not. But I'll play back the recording later and hear it and just see. But anyway, I'm excited about that.
Well, at the top of the show, I said I just want to feel good about something. And I'm going to take us out on a song that I believe will make everybody feel better about everything, if only for a little while. You know, I could tack this on to just about any show from the past year and a half or two when I say that there's been a lot of grim headlines in the news from the past week, particularly in the loss of designer Kate Spade and chef Anthony Bourdain, both of whom took their lives. And I just want to go out on a simple message, and that is to be kind to each other and be kind to yourself. And it's a message that comes in the music of a band called Culture Abuse. They have a new record coming out called Bay Dream, and the song I want to play is called Be Kind to the Bugs. I'm going to let the singer of the band, David Kelling, tell us a bit more about it. He says this is a song about letting go of all the things in your life that don't really matter. I really love what he had to say about this song, Be Kind to the Bugs.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
There are no rules to life, and death is inevitable. All you can do is just try to do whatever makes yourself happy while being conscious of everyone else who is trying to do the exact same thing on this planet. Don't be distracted by life. Don't be frightened by life. Care about the things that you love. Care about the people that you love. Also, everyone that I love, I hope you know that I love you, and that's all that matters.
Be kind to the bees, be kind to the bugs, be cautious of others. yourself, even though it gets hard. Don't let the distractions stack up to the stars.